Yes, you can, and you're on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, and we are in the midst of June Appeal, guys. But we've got someone in the studio right now.
Yes.
So if you're online, you can see.
You can get onto our website, 98five.com, and check out the videos, because we have a special guest, someone who's almost as well known as the furniture.
Bad
but the furniture's quite
new. The furniture's new.
Oh, hang on a minute. What was that?
Hang on.
Bad income ripper beauty. The furniture's quite nice, isn't it? What's happened? I've left and you've upgraded.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
this
what
shows
happens.
How much you're paying me, doesn't it, eh? There's room to do the building up.
True, that is so true. If you're not sure who that voice is, it's Morrow.
G'day, family. Great to be here this morning and up this time of day. And
I know.
Out. It feels like Brady Bunch's reunion coming in here. It was nice.
Was it?
All these familiar faces. I'm walking in, Ash, Bev. Leon, Rach, I don't know this bloke.
You know who I am? I'm James Corden at the Friends reunion. It's like, what's he doing there? I'm sorry, guys. I'm just here to get paid to be here. That's why.
Oh, you're Dan.
I'm Dan.
Oh, nice to meet you, Dan.
Morrow, Dan.
We've met. Fantastic. I did forget how scary you look in the morning, but yeah, you're
Well, we're under lights now, too. It's even more intense, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, well, this video studio that we're sitting in, Morrow, you haven't seen this before.
I haven't seen it. Pretty flash.
It's very cool. This is actually from the generosity of people from Radiothon last year.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I wouldn't have worn.
Morrow gets on the line and everyone starts calling.
Start calling.
I'll see how it
is. Is it still 9313098?
Hey, still got it.
I only said it 4,000 times.
Still got it.
Well, we want to know, like, what have you been up to? Obviously, you are doing some amazing things at West Coast.
Yeah, I've obviously when I left here. When did I leave? End of 2019, I stopped being on air.
Yeah, right.
I think. So 12 months ago, I know you called me. You only call me when you want money, but it was not that I'm keeping score. I was over in the hubs in Queensland. I remember, actually, because I was driving up into the hinterlands up in the hills there for a bit of a walk one day, and it was obviously a couple of hours ahead, because I was in the hubs last year.
Of course, yes.
And so we did a couple of stints on the Gold Coast, and then up in Brizzy, and now middle of the season. It's good this year because the AFL's really trying not to go down that road. Mm. And it's for once, it's kind of working in our favour. There's a bit going on the East Coast.
Yeah, isn't there? It's happening all the time. It's changing, rapidly. Actually, I think Dan wanted to ask
you
a bit of a question.
Are the Swans coming here next week?
No, it looks more likely. Well, just, you know, they're giving too much away. We're probably going to... Possibly playing them in Melbourne, I think.
Sounds safe.
Yeah, because there's no...
Can I have these? Thank you.
I know. There's no way they'd send them here and give us another home game.
No.
Yeah. Why? I just want to see two Swans games in a year. Is that too much to ask?
Mate, get on a plane, pal.
I'm looking at Melbourne.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, amazing stuff that you got. You've obviously been doing that full-time sports chaplaincy. Yeah. Pretty impressive deal.
Kirstie, don't forget... Star of Amazon Prime documentary, making their mark. If you haven't seen that,
Have you watched it, mate?
I've watched it. It's great.
You're my new favourite fella, hey?
The best part.
You haven't watched it, have you?
No. This is before I had actually even met you, and I heard this voice go, oh, you got a big enough swab for that nose? I went, that has to be Morrow. It killed me.
Yeah.
We have been, you know, obviously June Appeal. We've had so many great people give already. Now, do you want to give a bit of a, you know, a bit of a shout out for the Monster Match? Do you know what's going on?
I'm pretty sure I know what's happening.
Okay, do you want to shout it
Mazza,
out?
Mazza, Azza, Razza and Dazza. Is that what we call them?
Yeah.
Ruth and David, yes.
We're everything different people now.
$2 to $20,000 will be matched. Look, I'd love someone just to blow the socks off and just match the 20 and then just clear it out.
Yeah, happy days.
Someone, I know the economy's going all right, especially the price of iron ore at the moment. Anyone that caper? Hey, it's through the roof.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Well,
thank the Lord for the Chinese. They're propping up our economy, aren't they?
Do we want to do? I don't know if we need to have him on air anymore. I don't know. I'm
all right, 9313098.5 or head to the website 98five.com.
It's been Monster Matched, and Morrow, are you going to stick around?
Yeah, great to be back.
Put your foot in your mouth just a few more times.
We are on 98.5 with Kirsty, Dan and Morrow this morning.
Oh, that's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
Dan and Morrow.
Far out. That could go places.
I need some backup, so.
I know. It gets a bit much, Dan. Look, if you want to talk about it later, we should catch up.
Maybe you and I should have our own show. It's called, like, Recovering from Kirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Does someone want to sponsor that?
Yeah. could be a good podcast, actually.
I've got some more room on my tracky dacks here for that sponsor.
I'm ready.
If you're on the website, 98five.com, you can see us all in our glory here on the video cams. But we're going to do some thank yous. And Morrow,
yes,
do you need your glasses to read some?
Easy,
read some...
love. I've forgotten how to read. I just kick footies now. So,
hang on.
What are these strange things? This is a big thanks to Alison from Morley. And she denotes she enjoys listening. Nice to have Christian radio tune into. Not too many ads. That's good.
That's good.
Alison, Paul, and Rebecca. Audrey from Darch. Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Audrey. And Matthew from Harrisdale. And Yomi. Is that Yomi? Yomi?
Yomi.
Yomi?
I'm going to say Yomi.
Yomi? That'll, yeah, Yomi from Armidale. Sounds Yomi. Good job.
Sounds Yomi. Also,
so
a big thank you to Megan from Pearsall. Pearsall? Don't
Pearsall.
Really know.
Pearsall.
I'm from Sydney.
Yeah, he's, Carolyn, he's really struggling.
Carolyn or Caroline from Brookdale and Veronica from Willerton.
And also Melanie from Callaroo. She says she turns us on first thing in the morning, appreciates the positive words. Thank you. Well, thank you, Melanie. Really appreciate you. And Melissa from Woodvale, again, a big thank you. We are in the Monster Match.
We are.
It's still happening while Morrow's here.
There we go.
Yeah. So everything from $2 to 20 grand will be matched.
Get your money matched today.
Yeah. Thanks to Malcolm, Alan, Ruth, and David. You know, we so appreciate it. Now, Morrow, you've obviously, when you've been here, you were here for seven years on air.
Yep. Well, it's nearly eight, but who's counting?
Yeah. Okay.
7 years.
So you've done a lot of you've done a lot of appeals. Let's be honest,
yes,
you've done
did
a lot of appeals.
Yep.
And this year for 2021, the theme is Speak Hope, Share Hope.
Mm.
Why do you know, obviously you know yourself how important it is for us to be on air because we've heard so many great stories over the years. Why do you think 98.5 should continue to be supported?
Well, I think when you'd say that thing, Speak Hope, Share Hope, you have to have hope in order to do that.
Yeah.
And it begs the question is, what is your hope in? Mm. And I think certainly in the last 12 months of the world, people probably question that themselves. Things are rattling and shaking a bit with COVID and things, you know, people, the security that we know. And we've had it pretty good here in WA.
Yeah, haven't we?
But I still think people ask that question, the things we hope in, are they solid?
Yeah,
and I know for a fact, the truth, to be able to really have hope, you know, you got to have it in something that doesn't move. At the end of the day, those who hope in the Lord, you know, shall renew their strength. They'll rise on wings like eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not be faint.
Mm.
And there's so many temporal things that move and shake and change, but the Lord doesn't change. Mm. And our hope in Him doesn't change. And I think everyone, the ethos of this station is built upon that premise, that foundation.
Yep.
And it's a hope that is unmoving. If you have that hope, you can share it. And I know plenty of people that support us obviously have that hope. And I know at West Coast, every week, you know, people have hope in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an aspirational thing, football. But it's interesting, even that verse, the previous verse, it's talking about young men. It says even youths grow tired where young men stumble and fall, right?
Yeah,
I think it's talking about football.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can put your hope in footy, but, you know, end of the day, win, lose, a draw, it's not going to set you up for eternity and for a life.
No.
Good.
So what's your hope in? Your hope's in the Lord. And it says, those who hope in the Lord will never be put to shame. You know, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, give you a hope and
perfect.
A future. And I think that message has to keep cutting through because at the end of the day, everything really is just transient and moving, but that's the one foundation we can build our lives on. And 98.5, really, that's the guts of the message behind what we do. That hope was purchased for us through Jesus on the cross. And it's just an ancient, but it's a life-giving message. It's still alive for so many today. So
And we do see so many people feel that when they listen to the life words, to the music and everything like that on 98.5. They go, there's something different about you guys. Mm-hmm. It's something that they can't, sometimes they can't explain it, but it draws them in, and that's what we want to
It's coming
keep
from
doing.
That place, all of it, the music, the song. I mean, maybe not Brecky, but everyone else.
All right, on that note.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you, and we're so thankful that you've come in this morning before you go and kick some pigskins.
Yeah, straight to office from here.
Straight to training, you know. Got to get the kicks in before the weekend.
Yes.
But you can get in right now, 93130985 to give today, or head to the website, 98five.com.
And it is being...
Yeah.
Monster Match still from $2 all the way through to $20,000.
Yep,
thanks to Malcolm, Alan, Ruth and David Morrow. Good to see you, mate. Yeah, thank you so much.
Beard Income Ripper Beauty.